As the Minister knows, Britain pulled out of the European Convention on driver disqualification this time last year, in the Road Traffic Bill, which you brought to the Cabinet, I think, on Tuesday, to bring about a regularisation of this situation with the UK on an issue that's very important, especially to the border regions. But it's taken a whole year, Minister, and it took, I think, the bulk of the year to renegotiate this mutual recognition with the UK, and now it's taken a number of other months. And people have asked, while the a key part of the new legislation in relation to drug driving is very important, you've stuck mutual recognition in with that, and I think organisations such as the Park Road Safety Group are asking, why didn't you do the mutual recognition, if you like, quickly on its own, because it's such an important issue. And can I just ask you, has the RSA been informed of Northern disqualifications, and how many have they been informed about this current year? And did we inform the Northern Ireland authorities in reverse? Thanks.
Thank you. As the Deputy well knows, saving lives through improving road behaviour is at the heart of measures that we have taken, and is in the heart of measures that the UK has also undertaken. In the past, it was possible for a driver to commit a serious road traffic offence in one jurisdiction, be detected and prosecuted, resulting in a driving disqualification, only to return home and continue to drive without any recourse being available to apply that disqualification in the home country. Arrangements for mutual recognition of driving disqualifications between Ireland and the UK was in place from January 2010 to November 2014, with an average of 140 disqualifications in total transferring between the two jurisdictions each year. And then, for the reasons the Deputy has outlined, that then did change. What it meant when it was in place was that a driving disqualification received in the other jurisdiction was recognised in the driver's home country or a country of normal residence. A new agreement between Ireland and the United Kingdom, a mutual recognition of driving disqualifications, was signed on the 30th of October of 2015, and provisions are now being included at the first opportunity that I have to do that, which is the Road Traffic Bill that was published yesterday. The drafting of this has now been completed. Government gave their approval yesterday, and I aim now to publish the bill very, very soon. I aim to have it published before the end of the year. And while I think it's unlikely that it will pass, well, it won't be passed by the Oireachtas early in the year, I do want to say to the Deputy that it is my aim to have it at least introduced into the Oireachtas in January to begin passage of the bill, because there are a number of measures within it which I do believe will make a prompt contribution to better road safety for 2016.
What, Deputy Tommy Bruin?
I welcome the commitment to introduce the bill, but it's a pity this couldn't have been passed. This part of the bill in particular couldn't have been passed. The other issue is very important. I remember proposing the drug driving system, I think, that the state of Victoria in Australia had 10 years ago in this House, and it's taken a decade to get to this piece of legislation. But the mutual recognition situation, surely you could have just fast-tracked it and get it passed before this House. A number of us, you may not be in this House in the 32nd all, I may not be, and so on and so forth. It's such an important piece of legislation, and it's so important, I think, for border areas. How does the process actually work, Minister? Does the RSA, when they get the information from Northern Ireland, do they then go into the District Court? Is that the mechanism? I think that was the older mechanism, and then seek to have the disqualification and all the disqualification also disqualified here. Now, I've had two topical issue debates on some of these issues which you weren't able to attend. I know you were on European business and so on, and Deputy English was deputising for you, but I asked two critical questions about disqualifications, I think, which I haven't received any satisfactory answer from. And the first one is, and just very briefly, in relation to the what we often hear, I think, from solicitors and so on, that there's no actual requirement in law for the court service to record the licence of a disqualified driver. Is that the case? Can you tell the dog, is that the case? Do we need legislation? And secondly, the breathalyser results in English and Irish. You told me, in fact, we didn't need legislation on that. Now we have a chaotic situation. situation resulting from it, with prosecutions not proceeding and so on and so forth. Can you tell us what's going to be done about that, given the situation, and in particular given Judge Maria Keane's recent
Thank
judgment?
Thank you.
Where
I call
she threw out 21 cases
Minister.
Over summonses.
Yep, thank you, Deputy. Well, just before I do answer all your questions, just in anticipation of the fact that I might not get an opportunity to respond back to all the matters like this in relation to road safety after Christmas, I do want to acknowledge that yourself and all of the deputies that are present here today have made a very significant contribution in this Dáil term to road safety, that it is a matter that is treated differently to other matters that we do debate. And if I look at where we are as of yesterday, 34 fewer people were killed on our roads versus a year ago, or earlier on this week. And that is a very, very, very significant change that all of you have contributed to. You've asked me a number of specific points. Why couldn't I do it sooner? The reason why I couldn't do it sooner, Deputy, is the legislation, the agreement between both jurisdictions was signed on the 30th of October. And the first opportunity that I had legislatively to bring it in was in the Road Traffic Bill, which I've just brought to Cabinet. In relation to where we are on the issue on the serving of statements from the electronic breathalyzer test devices in Irish, when I answered that question to you, Deputy, when I've dealt with that matter in the past, it was subject to a court hearing. I believed and I was advised that we were going to win that matter. As you know, we did not. We were ruled against. The next day, I signed a statutory instrument in relation to that to deal with that matter. So I've now done that. There are a number of cases that are currently in front of the court that I'm not going to comment on because it's up to the judges to evaluate them and make their decision on it. But the Chief State Solicitor at the moment are now considering what action could be taken on those, and I will await their response back. But I'm not going to comment on anything that the courts are currently evaluating. And make one point very quickly. I do always do my best to take matters of topical interest when I'm here. I wasn't here, as you've acknowledged, for that. And I will find out what are the questions that you raised, and I will write back to you myself within the next 7 days with an answer on them.
Thank you. Deputy Thomas Broome.
And well, yeah, particularly on the two issues that you mentioned, and whether or not we do need legislation in relation to the recording of licences by the court service, given that there's been so much controversy about that. And the Cancorla, he ruled out, I think, a question I was trying to ask, or two questions I tried to ask, about Judge Maria Keane's judgment on the 12th November 2015, when she dismissed 21 cases in relation to the failure to present licences. In cases, because she said the summonses were worded incorrectly. They didn't include a reference to the penalties a person would incur if they didn't bring their licence or have their licence ready for presentation. Now, I did ask, in fact, whether that's been appealed to DPP or, again, whether it's something. It does seem there's a lot of matters in relation to this whole area, for the broader issue, under mutual recognition, that do need to be addressed, Minister, and that need to come forward in legislation.
Thank you. Minister,
thanks,
to conclude.
We would have to do that also, though, in acknowledging that the vast majority of road traffic cases are successfully prosecuted. If I look at the application of penalty points alone, over 84% of penalty point cases that come in front of the court.
Oh, no.
About this matter, about adjournments, about cases that are not completed, about cases that are withdrawn,
Deputy.
Cases that are thrown out, you cannot say 84%.
This is the Minister's time now,
please. Just can't say that. Did you read Judge Hamill's speech to the Law Reform Commission, for example? Yeah. He makes some very pertinent points about...
Deputy Broome, the Minister has the floor.
No, the Minister said this in the past when... couldn't be present. Right. But it's not the case, Minister. We need more information from the court.
Thank you. Just Minister Dickinson. Yeah, there's other.
Well, I can understand why the deputy wanted to stand up and make that point, given that he made a number of statements himself on the matter, that the court services then had to come out and clarify the interpretation of statistics, Deputy. And let's be very clear, you've had your point.
Deputy.
You put forward an analysis in relation to some of those statistics, which you're perfectly entitled to. And the court service themselves, a week later, came out and gave a very different interpretation to the figures that you offered. So, Deputy, I'd make the point to you that the advice that you just offered me is, I think, advice that goes both ways in relation to the analysis of statistics that come out of our court system. And I do stand by the point I made that the while I, at all times, any road traffic offence that goes in front of the courts is one that the judiciary independently have to evaluate and independently make their mind up on, that the vast majority of such cases that go in front of them are successfully prosecuted.